The Health Exchange Marketplace under the Affordable Care Act has been open for over 3 weeks, despite reports of many technical glitches that have emerged with the website. State officials quote the number of uninsured in South Dakota at 71,000, citing a survey in 2011 by Market Decisions. The Census Bureau says it's 92,000. The Native American population in the state is 82,000, and officials estimate that half of them do not have health insurance. South Dakota is one of 36 states letting the federal government run its health exchange, but nonprofits and advocacy groups funded by federal grants are helping residents navigate the system and sign up for coverage. Joining us now to discuss the Affordable Care Act and the health exchanges in South Dakota is Kim Jones, statewide coordinator for the South Dakota Navigator Coalition. And Kim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Also with us is Tinka Duran. She's program manager for the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board's Health Insurance Exchange Navigator Project. And Tinka, thanks for your time as well.
Yes, thank you.
Well, to begin, I'd like to understand your roles in the Affordable Care Act in South Dakota. And Kim Jones, what is the South Dakota Navigator Coalition?
The South Dakota Navigator Coalition is comprised of the four community action agencies in the state, located throughout the state, and they've banded together to apply for the grant to help people navigate through the system. And we have 17 navigators currently trained and certified in the state who are located in all of those areas, and we do cover all 66 counties to help people to learn about the Affordable Care Act and to help them enroll online and through other means.
So a lot of what you're doing is meeting with people, talking with them to discuss coverage options and how the Affordable Care Act, the health exchanges work here?
Correct. Right now, our main focus, due to the glitches with the website, our main focus has been to do outreach and education so that people have a better understanding of what the marketplace does and how it might impact them.
And Tinka Duran, you're program manager for the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board's Health and Insurance Exchange Navigator Project. And what is your role in this?
Our role is very parallel to to Kim's role. We have two navigators in South Dakota and two in North Dakota. Our focus area is North Dakota and South Dakota American Indian communities. So we are also providing assistance for shopping and enrolling in the plans under the Affordable Care Act Health Insurance Marketplace. For those Native Americans residing on or near the reservations in North Dakota and South Dakota, as well as those Natives living within service area ranges in North Dakota.
Kim Jones, in talking with people, are there certain questions that you're getting regarding the Affordable Care Act and the health exchanges?
I think the biggest question involves the eligibility for tax credits to help with the premium costs, and those are quite generous. You know, people who earn between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level are eligible for tax credits under this Affordable Care Act, and those who make 250% of poverty or less are also eligible for some additional cost-saving reductions. And so those are the things that people are wondering about. They're a little bit more challenging to understand. And as navigators, that's our job to educate and explain those things.
Do you know how much difficulty people in South Dakota are having signing up for insurance on the Health Exchange website with all the reports that we're getting about the difficulties, the technical glitches?
Well, through our experience, we've had extreme difficulty utilizing the website. It has not... been smooth sailing as far as that goes, but we do have other options for people to sign up if they're feeling that they want to go ahead and proceed with the enrollment. They can use the call center, which is a 1-800 number, and they can enroll through the call center, which is open 24 hours a day. They can also submit a paper application, which is maybe a little bit slower process, but it's just as effective, and we have those paper applications available. And then if they need some additional help even completing those paper applications, our navigators are available to help them with that.
No, I've been reading reports, the most recent, that 32 South Dakotans have enrolled in the health insurance marketplace over the past 3 weeks. That seems rather low. I know there aren't these, I don't think these are official numbers, but do you know why the number could be low?
I would say that it has everything to do with the website not functioning up to capacity. We've attempted to help a lot of people who have come to us for assistance, and the website has been the determining factor in not having them enrolled at this point. But we're hopeful that that will be fixed soon and we can get back in contact with those folks and complete the enrollment process.
Tinka Duran, regarding the state's Native American population, what is the relationship between what's happening in the tribal populations and the insurance exchanges? Is it pretty much the same thing for the rest of the population, or are there things that are a little bit different?
There are some differences. Basically, the new health care law benefits for Indian country, especially in South Dakota, well, in all of Indian country across the United States, is it has permanently reauthorized the Health Care Improvement Act of the Indian Health Services. So in turn, what that does is it will strengthen our Indian health services. It'll also increase our affordability to health care coverage for our people. It really will help our people who enroll into the health insurance marketplace. It'll help our Indian health services to be able to provide more resources to our communities. Our Indian health services facilities have been severely underfunded, anywhere between 50% to 60% of its needs. So there's a saying in Indian country that says, "Do not get sick after June," because of our underfunding. So the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, will definitely be a new source of funding for our Indian people to provide more resources for our people in our communities.
Now, regarding the lack of health insurance, how big a problem is that for the state's tribal communities?
There is a lot of our people that do not have health insurance but are able to use our Indian Health Service facilities. So we do have that, but again, like I said, our facilities are underfunded. So this health insurance marketplace would definitely be able to provide more resources for our people to be able to access care.
Are you finding much interest so far in among tribal people in signing up for under the new health insurance exchange?
We are, actually. We have a lot of interest. I think, again, as Kim said, a lot of it is the education, too, on how it helps our people, what new opportunities will be available for our people. So it's doing a lot of education, first of all, and then the enrollment. And, again, we hope, I know that they're working hard on the website to make it function properly. So we're looking forward to that. And so we're really trying to get the education out there to our people in South Dakota on the importance of the enrollment.
And Kim Jones, in getting that information out there, are there certain things that you're finding that in addition to some of the things you've already talked about, that people are finding confusing or maybe some misinformation about the Affordable Care Act and the health insurance exchanges?
Not so much misinformation as just people who have not had the opportunity to really delve into it to understand the impact. And you know, a lot of the Affordable Care Act has already been implemented. For example, people who have pre-existing conditions can no longer be turned away from adequate insurance coverage. People who are up to age 26 can remain on their parents' health care plan until they're better able to have a job that provides employer-sponsored or federal-sponsored health insurance. So those are some of the things that people don't realize that we're already benefiting from through the Affordable Care Act.
I'm wondering, Kim Jones, if the all the word about the Affordable Care Act, the insurance exchange, the glitches, if that's actually in maybe an odd way is helping, because maybe people are hearing more and more about it than they would otherwise.
I think in a roundabout way, it could be beneficial to that, because it's in the news quite a bit, as we all know, and people are curious to find out what is the situation with this. And so I've had a lot of questions regarding, you know, how does this exactly work? What is my timetable? Do I have to sign up before January 1st? What if I don't turn 27 until August 1st? How does that impact me? So I've had a lot of questions that have been stemming from the news coverage of the website concerns.
And what is the timetable? Has that changed? I thought I heard some news this morning that maybe the administration changed some.
I did hear that they were going to extend the timetable by 6 weeks. We have not been officially notified of that yet through CMS. But prior to this, the timetable was from October 1 through March 31 of 2014 was the open season for people to enroll.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're discussing the Affordable Care Act in South Dakota and the health insurance exchanges. Kim Jones is with us. She's statewide coordinator for the South Dakota Navigator Coalition. And we're also talking with Tinka Duran, program manager for the Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board's Health Insurance Exchange Navigator Project. And Tinker Duran, I'm wondering a little bit more about the relationship between the Affordable Care Act and Indian Health Service. Now, this sounds like the Affordable Care Act just essentially helps extend coverage more for the tribal populations and with the Indian Health Care Improvement Act as well, the extension of that?
Yes, it does. The funding definitely will provide services to our tribes to ensure that our most needy have access to especially our critical care. It really will be able to increase our services that our Indian Health Service facilities are able to provide, especially our contract health funding. We're the underfunding of those services of those funding streams make it difficult, after July or June, for our people to be able to contract out to get services that our facilities may not be able to provide. For instance, like an MRI that usually will need to be outsourced to another facility that's not Indian Health Services. And so with the ACA, what they'll be able to do then is to be able to provide those services. The insurance, if they enroll, their insurance will cover that, and then that helps relieve the Indian Health Service's funding responsibility, and hopefully we'll be able to free up a little more money so we can offer more resources into our communities.
Now, I understand that the Tribal Chairman's Health Board received a grant for, about $450,000 last August to help enroll Native Americans in health exchanges?
Yes, we did. And that's to enroll in North Dakota and South Dakota American Indian communities and populations.
Is there still money left there to help?
There is. Yes, there is.
Okay. And how's that money being used?
It's being used to outreach out into the communities, to provide education, posters, flyers, PSAs, those types of community lunch and learns, those types of events, to educate the people on the benefits of the enrollment, to hire our navigators, our personnel.
Are you getting people at the lunch and learns and those sorts of gatherings?
We are. We're actually getting a lot of requests from our tribal communities on they're wanting the information. When can you come out? When can you send us materials? So it's getting the materials printed, getting out into the communities, and the hiring of the navigators, getting those navigators trained to be able to go out to the communities to educate our people.
And Tinka Duran, are there certain questions that common questions that you're hearing from people on the reservations, the tribal people?
I think they're really the same basic questions that we're hearing all over. When is the website going to be up and running? Can I enroll myself? How do I enroll? Just the basic questions that I think everybody's asking. just the basic education on how to enroll, when I can enroll, and is the website now working.
And Kim Jones, are you confident that the technical troubles on the website will get worked out soon?
I am. I think they're gathering together all of the best minds to try to iron out the wrinkles in this, because this is, while there are other ways to enroll in the affordable health care plans, the website is pretty pivotal in this day of technology. So I think they're probably putting as much effort as possible into getting those wrinkles ironed out.
Are you finding frustration at all from some of the people that you're talking to or trying to sign up on the website?
I think a little bit, but fortunately we're still early in the process. We still have the better part of 6 months in order to implement these enrollments, and I'm confident that when they get this done that we will continue to help people to enroll, and it will be a smoother process, and everybody will be happy with the results.
And how long will the South Dakota Navigator Coalition be in operation helping people with the health exchange?
Well, our initial grant went from August 15th of this year through August 14th of 2014. So we will be in place to help people through the open enrollment period and beyond.
And the plan then is that after a year, then things will start running smoothly and people will have the answers, or will there still be other resources beyond next August?
I believe there will be other resources. I'm not particularly clear on how that will be handled. Perhaps there will be additional grants or extensions of grants, but I have not been notified of that at this point.
And Tinker Duran, how long will the Tribal Chairman's Health Board be working to help enroll people with the health exchanges?
We are under the same grant that Kim is. Our grant runs from August 14th, 2013 to August 15th of 2014, give or take those dates. And then we hope that there will possibly be other funding. And we have developed a website that will continue on beyond the grant that will provide information specific on the American Indians and the special provisions for the American Indians. So that website is navigator.gptchb.org.
So that's navigator...
.gptchb.org.
Okay, and
which stands for Great Plains Tribal Chairman's Health Board.
Okay, yeah. And Kim Jones, for people that have questions, contact places. I already mentioned the call center.
The call center, and if you're in need of some navigator assistance, on the federal website, thehealthcare.gov, there is a navigator locator where you punch in your zip code and it will direct you to a navigator in your geographic area.